ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello and welcome to our Student Support Podcast. Here we speak to experts, employers, students and members from around the world. They'll be sharing their advice and experience to help you on your ACCA journey and achieve your career goals.
Welcome to this ACCA podcast. I'm Cheryl Sharp, FCCA, and I'm the CEO and founder of Pink Pig Financials. Today, I'm delighted to be chatting to Alfie, who took part in the Side Hustle Initiative in 2021, an event that ACCA sponsors as they understand just how important it is to encourage young entrepreneurs. Just to give a little context around the Side Hustle for those of you listening, ACCA proudly partners with Your Game Plan, our charity partner who work with state schools across the UK to improve careers information, workplace readiness. Side Hustle is Your Game Plan's initiative, which ACCA has sponsored and partnered with for the past 2 years. And it's a Dragon's Den style competition for 14 to 18 year olds aspiring entrepreneurs who will compete to win a significant financial investment and monitoring for their business or their social enterprise. Now, this is a really great opportunity to give young people confidence in their ideas and the knowledge and support to carry them out. ACCA supports this initiative because we feel being equipped with financial skills and expertise is crucial to any entrepreneur looking to run a successful business, but that the tools to do so aren't readily available to young people, especially those from less privileged backgrounds. I was honoured to attend last year and presented a financial foundations workshop, and I met with many of the incredible young entrepreneurs and I was absolutely blown away. So let's get on with today's episode and welcome Alfie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Alfie, you were joint third in the 2021 initiative. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about you and your business and what inspired you to set up your business?
I'm 19. I started my business back in 2020 during the lockdowns. It was kind of out of boredom and wanting to get out of the house. My business, The Backyard Barber, is a garden maintenance and landscaping company. And it started by me just out on my bike cutting grass with a mower on the back of my trailer. And it went from there, just doing my neighbours, to now doing the whole area.
What was it that inspired you to enter the Side Hustle competition?
It was actually put forward in the school newsletter. After we returned back in September, it came up as an opportunity that had been publicised. And actually, they'd had me in mind, the staff at school. And I looked at it and thought, well, there was no harm in trying. I wasn't going to lose anything. And the opportunity was there to gain a lot from it, which ultimately I did.
Has it been a goal of yours from young to own a business? Or is it more, as you said, just a spark of an idea during lockdown and you've run with it since then?
I think it probably was. I didn't know it, but actually I've been quite entrepreneurial from quite a young age. At the age of, I think it was about 10, I had a Christmas wreath business where I had polystyrene wreaths and I glued wrapped chocolate, so like heroes and roses, to these wreaths and then tied a bow on them and then sold them to family and friends. So that was where it all kind of started. That was with the help of my mum, but it was very much off my own back kind of thing. It's always been something I've looked to do, and it's just looking for that opportunity to go further with it.
That's amazing. And how comes gardening and that sort of thing? Is that something you've had an interest in?
I've been cutting my parents' lawn since before I could see over the handlebars of the mower. And it was kind of something that's like, well, I'm doing it anyway. They've got the equipment. Why don't I just use it to do other places? And it kind of went from there, and I found that actually it's quite lucrative. I don't know if it'll be something I do for the rest of my life. I've actually got a little side business that I run at the weekends, which is Party Tents Rock, which is like a marquee hire business with disco lights and all the rest of it. So I'm already diversifying to cover all eventualities.
There you are, you're becoming a proper multi-business owner already. So going back to the competition then, how did you find that supported you in your business? What was the main thing that you learned from the competition?
Being at the event itself was a learning experience. Having the opportunity to pitch to a panel of judges and in front of the other candidates allowed you to get your thoughts into one place and then get their opinions on it, because you're going into business by yourself at this age, you don't know what you're doing, quite simply, because you're under 18. It's a big world you're stepping into, but to get their opinions and thoughts on what you're trying to achieve is actually very important. And I learned a lot just from going to that day in London, but even more so after coming third and the mentoring that was given, that helped personalise the advice I got and get me through those next months and set me up to carry on my journey.
I think even as a business owner of my age, speaking to other business owners, I've always found that so valuable, no matter where I am in my journey, because you always learn from other people. And speaking to others who are going through similar things to you, especially at your age, is so valuable.
It's an experience that most of your peers at school don't have a clue what's going on. And when you're trying to make money and you're turning over thousands, and it was a case of, well, hang on a moment, this isn't normal. I'm driving a work van to school. At what point is this supposed to be taught in schools? It doesn't compare to the business study education that we get. These extracurricular opportunities that need to be taken, and that's where you'll learn these things.
It definitely is. And how has knowledge of finance within business and financial skills benefited you and your business?
So it's something that I had a fairly good idea with before, but it's something that I've picked up big time from actually doing it practically. The taxes, paying staff, the cash flow. Cash flow is a big one. I've had issues with it. It's something that if I didn't have my head screwed on about it, I wouldn't be here today still running the business, because it will catch up with you. Then you'll get to the end of the month and there won't be any money in the bank. And yeah, it's very, very important. For someone at our age, they haven't had the bills of that you would when you're an adult, a mortgage, your car bills, your whatever, and it's then going straight into it, and you've got big bills like insurances and costs of staff or whatever premises, and it's just like, well, these weren't costs you had ever experienced, and now you're trying to make sure they go out at the end of the month.
Because that's something as well, you've got to take into account paying you, because you're the one running the business.
It's something that I've definitely taken a back seat on, in terms of that's not the important bit at the moment. How I see it is, I'm going to grow the business, put the money back into the business to grow it. And then at the moment, I'm taking about £500 a month out. That's kind of enough just to pay my parents the rent that they want. And then it gets me through the rest of the month. It gives me enough money to put back into the business to grow it. So eventually, once I've got to a sustainable level, I can then pay myself a somewhat decent salary.
Brilliant. So are you full-time in your business now? Have you finished school?
Yeah, so summer of 2021, I was still at school at the time, but come September, I went back to school, and actually I was like, well, I'm winning awards, I'm driving a work van to school, I can't do both. So I either had to get my heads down and finish my A-levels, or I had to go feet first with the business. And I decided, well, I can go back to education if I want to, but actually I'm going to get stuck in with this business and see where it takes me while I've got the passion and enthusiasm for it.
You mentioned awards there. So what awards have you won?
Obviously, I came third on this. Last year, I won Young Entrepreneur of the Year Southwest with the Federation of Small Businesses. And actually, 2 weeks ago, I was in London for the Business Champions Awards, and I won the Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award there this year. And that's a national award where people had come all the way down from Aberdeen. That was a big one for me.
Congratulations. You must be so proud.
Oh, 100%. I went into that room not expecting to win. It was an under 30s award, which you think is a bit odd because it's a young entrepreneur, but actually under 30 still quite young. Looking at it, I was at the bottom of the category. They split the category into two, which they hadn't announced previously, so they could give two awards for that category. And I won the under 20s, which I was over the moon with.
And that's something that many business owners don't get to achieve at all. Do you have any plans or goals to take the business? Obviously, you said you're reinvesting. So what is it that you're doing at the moment with your business?
So in October, I bought the other business, Party Sense Rock, after it had been shut because of COVID. So that the previous owners hadn't restarted because their other business had taken off. and they didn't have the time to manage it. So I saw the opportunity and I thought it might just take me through the winter. Overall, I think there's more opportunity to grow it, because with garden landscaping, there's so many companies out there. If I grow it too much, my overheads are going to become too big to be able to actually make any money. I got to that point last year, so I've had to slightly downsize because my overheads were just too high and I just wasn't making any money at all. So the plan is to develop on that side of the business, but also refine what I'm doing with my landscaping here and just become that more premium product. And we're pushing big for our grass cutting. We do about 50 lawns a fortnight at the moment. And I'm looking to take on my first full-time PAYE employee. So far, they've been subcontractors, but I'm looking to take on a full-time employee, which will be exciting and daunting at the same time.
It is. I remember when I took mine on, it was that exact mixture, exciting and daunting. But you've proved that you can do it with subcontractors, so you've already proved to yourself that you can do it. It's just that next little step, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really good to hear you say that you realise that with the scale, you actually become less profitable, because a lot of people don't see that and they don't understand why that happens.
Last year, I went from my parents' garage to a shipping container to a unit, all in the space of 6 months. In that time, my costs went from nothing to £150 to £850 a month. And it was just those extra costs, plus all the other costs. I have two vehicles that I run, insurances. It just all adds up, and it was just like, wow, hang on a moment. Either I've got to bump my costs up even more, which I was reaching the limit of what customers are willing to pay. I was then this medium business that actually I needed to get huge to have the scale, or I needed to go back down and do things on a slightly smaller scale. So that's what I've done in the short term until I get my foundations in place properly.
Just seeing that and adapting to it, because I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. They just think they need to carry on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But you bringing it back down has actually going to help to propel your business even more forward. So massive kudos to you there for recognising that and actually doing it as well. So obviously you are proving that you can do it, and you are doing it at this age, which a lot of people wouldn't even think about doing, let alone actually doing. What would be your main piece of advice to any other young entrepreneur who's either thinking about starting a business or just in those early stages?
I would say give it a go, regardless. But it's a case of don't go all out straight away. Test the water and do it in some sort of scale that you're able to do. Obviously, I was still at school at the time, so it was working around my studies. Okay, eventually it did start affecting my studies, which ultimately made me make the decision to leave. But it was then making sure that it was actually a sustainable option to leave and step away from school. So it's a case of, well, you've got this idea, test it out, see if there's a market for it. I used Facebook as my launch to market. I still do. I don't pay for advertising. There are very cheap or free options of getting business to market. You don't need to spend lots of money to get it going. I was using my parents' mower. I actually still am using my parents' mower. As long as I cut the grass, they're quite happy with that. It's using those resources and opportunities around you to take every opportunity that's there, is my recommendation.
That's probably really good advice for any entrepreneur, not just the young entrepreneurs. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you to everybody who is listening. We hope you found it interesting. You can listen to more ACCA podcasts covering exams, careers advice, and becoming an ACCA professional, and much more wherever you found this podcast.
Why not be part of the conversation? Let us know what you'd like to hear discussed in future podcasts by contacting the email address in the description of this episode. We look forward to hearing from you.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.